niillä on halea kala. Kila kila omaila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä on halea kala.
Aloha, good morning, and welcome to Nakai e Walu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here with you as always, and I'm joined in studio by Kaho'one Panoke. Good morning, Kaho'one.
Aloha kakahiaka, Noe, and aloha kakahiaka to all of our listeners on each of the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Kauai, and Oahu, and Molokai too.
I was going to say good
it's
morning.
It's great to be here in beautiful Hawaii Nei. And we hope that all of you will enjoy our show this morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Vicky Holt Takamine is traveling this morning, but we are joined by Clyde Namu'o once again from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Good morning, Clyde.
Good morning.
He's the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Administrator. I think it's been 7 years now?
It has been. August 1st made 7 years.
Might be a record.
Wow.
Probably.
Good
probably.
Work.
And we
try hard. We're going to take a look at that work. We really will. We want to thank all of you for being with us this Saturday morning. And for those of you who are enjoying the program, we just want to thank you for paddling out with us on this adventure.
And we want to also thank the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for sponsoring our show, because each Saturday morning, they're there for us.
Nakai e Walu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
A sunny day is not quite the same as the ocean blue. At home in the islands, at home in the islands, at home in the middle of the sea. We're two happy guys, neat tropic skies, living the life of the gypsy musician, and it's hard on our heads. And the lady of our hearts is miles and miles and miles away. At home in the islands, at home in the islands, at home in the middle of the sea. Yeah.
that we'd rather be than home in these islands in the middle of the sea. Keeping real close to family and friends and taking it easy in the tropical breezes.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Hano hano ka lebi ka ke ke ho ola le mane e ini nui ko una ue ho po mai ilai la ko umana o e pili aku me o e I ka poli pu me hanga hano hano ka lebi ke ke ho la le mai nei ke ini nui ko una ue ho ko mai I lai la ko umana o e pili aku me o e I ka poli ku me hana moani mai ko
music on a Saturday morning. Good morning, and welcome to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa here.
And Kaho'ine Panoke. Welcome. Today, you know, last week we had the pleasure of meeting with interviewing Clyde here as our guest on Nakai Evalu, and he spoke to us about the establishment of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, how it was established through the Constitutional Convention of 1978, and took us on a quick historical journey to where it is today, and discussed the mission and objective of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and also the challenges that are before the office at this time, which was very interesting, the legal challenges. Because, you know, although we don't hear about it in the newspaper on a daily basis, the legal challenges are there. And certainly we learned more about that. And it's sad to think that organizations such as the Grassroots Institute of Hawaii would bring in outside money to be able to take the Office of Hawaiian Affairs into the courts and try to dismantle the very agency that was created by the Constitution Convention.
Well, with tough economic times ahead, I mean, we've got to ask, how is that going to affect the Office of Hawaiian Affairs?
And also, you know, what are the economic development projects that are being thought of by Clyde and his staff? Because certainly in order to prosper, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs will need to get into economic development projects more so than they ever have been, I think, in the past. And one of the, besides the land acquisitions, one of the I think, wonderful stories that come out of the economic development hale at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is the recent purchase, I believe it was last year, of Makaveli Poi Company on the island of Kauai. This is where I think good decisions are made by the trustees and the administrator and his staff to be able to look at projects such as Makaveli Poi Company and be able to use some of our resources to help them, to continue to promote them, continue to help them to build their company up so that poi will always be available on the tables of our local families.
So much development in this state heads us down a road that we're just afraid to go down. But looking at ideas that come from the manao of Native Hawaiians could take us in directions that really will open our minds. And that's what we're going to be looking at today in our program here. If you hear something that you would like to comment on, share your thoughts with us. Email us at nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. We've got more great Hawaiian music ahead and discussion as well on Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. A tango with every little move you make. I love you like a mango. Wish we could make it every day. I want you to drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Got to drop all your love on me. Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop. Drop 'cause I'm hungry. My nights will be so lonely. If ever you should choose to go,
to go.
I live just like a zombie,
zombie,
with very little love to show. I want you to drop,
baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop 'cause I'm hungry.
Tango,
with every little move you make. I love you like a mango.
Mango.
Wish we could make it
got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop, 'cause I'm hungry.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Got to drop all your love on me.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Drop, 'cause I'm hungry.
Drop, baby, drop, baby, drop.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, that's where you are every Saturday morning here across the Hawaiian Islands. It's so great to be with you. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and our special guest today.
Clyde Namuo is with us here in the studio today. Clyde, what are some of the areas of economic development that you would like to discuss with our listeners this morning?
You know, Kone, there are two projects that I think would be of particular interest to your listeners. One is our Malama Loan Program, which is really a part of the Native Hawaiian Revolving Loan Fund. And the second program is a little bit more involved, and it's called the PTAC program. It's a procurement program that would help Native Hawaiians become federal contractors.
Very good. That sounds very... It sounds kind of confusing, but I think once Clyde gets into it, it'll be very interesting for our listeners, especially those who are Native Hawaiians, because this will give you an opportunity to learn more about the 8A process, as I understand it to be, and that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is certainly going after the grant so that you would be able to conduct the various training sessions and to help these individual companies become 8As.
Learning how to funnel money that's out there into
that's
the Hawaiian
correct.
Community.
That's correct.
Let's do that. You're listening to Great Hawaiian Music and discussion here on Native Hawaiian Issues. Makaha Sun's right here. We have something new from Hoku Zutermeister ahead, so stick with us. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info, people, info, it's how you stay connected. And that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new two-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player, yeah.
A little friendly competition never hurt anybody. Unless that anybody happens to be the person you're covering.
Bring the pain!
Hands, no. Blazing speed, no. Unresolved anger after being cut from the football team 17 years ago? Big time.
I still have issues.
When it comes to two-hand touch, you leave it all out on the field. Your blood, your sweat, your dignity.
Dignity is overrated.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, backyard bruiser. The way you play the game will always leave us in stitches.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Play.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cirque du Soleil invites you to discover a true classic. Saltimbanco, a high-intensity acrobatic spectacle that has captured the hearts of 9 million people. Saltimbanco, presented by iShares, opens October 30th to November 16th only at Neil S. Blaisdell Arena. Tickets now on sale at CirqueDuSoleil.com. Saltimbanco, also sponsored by Delta Airlines and CGI.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. We've got Tropical Nights, Ka'au Crater Boys waiting in the wings, Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke, and Clyde Namu'u, administrator with the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
So, Clyde, can you tell our listeners, how does Malama Hawaii, how does that program work? The Malama loan program.
We have had a loan program that has been a partnership with the Agency for Native Americans, which is a federal program, probably for the last 20 years, and it's been a business loan program. About a year and a half ago, we restructured the program with the cooperation of the federal government, and now people can borrow money for education, for home improvement, and for business loans. And it's called the Malama Loan Program. And the good thing about the new restructured loan program is that any Native Hawaiian can go into any First Hawaiian Bank branch and fill out an application. In the past, applicants needed to come to the OHA office to apply for a loan. With this restructured program, our lending partner is First Hawaiian Bank, and that gives us broad access. So we're on every island except Molokai, And for our Molokai beneficiaries, they can simply go to the OHA office and get an application. In the past, it would take months to get approval on a loan. A business loan, you can borrow up to $75,000. Many of the new businesses starting out were very frustrated because it could take a year before you get a loan approved. Under the restructured program, it could take anywhere from 30 days to 60 days. So the time has been reduced significantly. If you are looking to borrow money for education or home improvement, those loans could be approved in a matter of days. So it's a great opportunity. The interest rate is 5%. The terms will vary depending upon the type of loan that you're making. Our most popular loan right now is home improvement. So I would urge the listeners, we are the best game in town. So we're probably lower than a credit union. So if they have a need for either an education loan or a home improvement loan or a business loan, the Malama Loan Program would be the very best thing for them to consider.
And that's at 5% interest.
That's correct.
So actually, one of the changes too, because I believe when the program first started, it was at $100,000.
That's
and
correct.
And then, so part of the restructure was to lower it. But at the same time, by partnering off with First Hawaiian Bank, who's celebrating 150 years of saying
that's
yes.
That's right.
They're saying yes to all of these applicants
right.
now. It really has provided an opportunity for our people to raise their self-esteem level when they're able to get a home improvement loan
right.
or be able to get a loan to send their children or grandchildren to college.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde,
so,
what are some of the businesses that have been helped by this program, let's say?
Well, you know, the Honolulu Cookie Company, I don't know if you know
yeah.
them. They were one that started off with a business loan from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. You know, it's been happening so quickly over the last 9 months. The concern for me is that we have $26 million to lend out. And in the 20 years that the program was around, the loan portfolio was at $3 million, which means that there were millions and millions of dollars that were invested. The investment really needs to go to the people, not to Wall Street. That's not what we're looking for. The ANA commissioner is here in Hawaii. I hope she's listening. Her name is Quanah Crossland Stamps, and she has been absolutely wonderful in working with OHA to get this program launched.
We are so happy to help you get the word out. Education loans, home improvement loans, business loans through the Malama Loan Program,
yes.
all through the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and First Hawaiian Bank these
That's
days.
That's right.
Fabulous. And we will be back to talk about more loan programs out there, more ways to get money circulating in the community. Mm-hmm. You're listening to great Hawaiian music and discussion here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
All seems clear. I could still go on, for His grace is sufficient for me. In my life, I have found times I can't go on. He is there. He is strong. He helps me carry on and will.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! Whoa! Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! Whoa! Above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine here. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and if you're just joining us, we have also at the table Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
So Clyde, I know that one of the other projects you spoke to, about is called Procurement and Tech Center. It's such a big name, but mm-hmm. can you tell us what is that new program that OHA is going after sure. in the areas of economic development?
Sure. I think what people need to realize is that Hawaiians are challenged in terms of their access to wealth. The Procurement and Technical Assistance Center is really about federal contracting. What we've learned is that there are literally billions of dollars in federal contracts that are available for businesses to bid on. And we want to make sure that Native Hawaiians have enough knowledge and information and know-how so that they can go after those contracts. Because what we also find is that these contracts not only bring money to the people who are putting the contracts together, they also employ a number of people. So there's a real compounding effect. And that's a way of gaining more wealth in the Hawaiian community. I think what is really important is that, you know, the kinds of jobs that we believe Hawaiians and others should also be aspiring to are jobs that pay you a comfortable salary, that you can live a comfortable lifestyle.
Here in Hawaii.
Absolutely. And we all know that there is an extremely high cost of living here. The federal contracts are going somewhere. If it doesn't come to Hawaii, it will go somewhere else.
What kinds of businesses are these contracts looking for?
Some of them are computer software companies. Some of them are construction companies. For several years, we've had contractors that have gone after federal contracts.
The other thing, too, Clyde, you mentioned about employing the people and mm-hmm. the businesses being operated here. The other good thing about this program is that it'll allow the businesses to continue to use vendors that are local.
That's correct.
Rather than subcontracting outside of Hawaii.
Absolutely.
I see. Yeah. So we now know the range of businesses that might be able to benefit from this funding source. And we'll take right. another look at how you might be able to access that funding. We're just scratching the surface of this subject, and we'll be back with more on that after some more great music. Sean Na'au'au coming up here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Pena, Brada Walta ahead. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
So, Clyde, tell me now with the this new project that you're speaking to us about this morning, where is OHA right now with this project?
The procurement and technical assistance centers are established throughout the United States. There are a number of them. There are none in Hawaii, and what OHA needed to do was to actually apply for this designation. And the federal government will actually decide sometime very soon if OHA is designated as the procurement and technical assistance center operator, then that's exactly what we will do. We will provide technical assistance and training to individuals who are seeking to become 8A or Super 8A contractors, which is simply a designation that is provided to a company that is looking to bid on federal contracts.
That is so interesting. What a great asset that will be to the Native Hawaiian community.
Making it easier to get that federal funding.
Yeah, and I did
out there.
Forget to mention that, again, it's a partnership with the William S. Richardson School of Law.
So how does that partnership work?
We provide, OHA needs to provide some funding. The law school will help to provide technical assistance. We think it's a great opportunity for Native Hawaiians. So we are anxious, and we hope that the federal government will make their determination probably within the next month or so.
So it has nothing to do with the upcoming election?
No, not at all, not at all. It's going to be a great opportunity not just for Native Hawaiians, because this will not be limited just to Hawaiians. It does create an opportunity for the Hawaiian people, but it also creates opportunities for other individuals and businesses who are interested in putting in bids for federal contracts.
Very good.
Interested? If you hear something you'd like to learn more about, well, email us, nakaievalu@vrehawaii.com. More great Hawaiian music and discussion coming up. Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family. But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.
Is it real? Well, I've never seen it. But some say there are two of them, each 1,000 feet long. And they've taken over 4,000 souls. Once a year they come out for 4 days and 3 nights. Is it real? Well, I hope so.
Oh, it's real. The Bud Light Party Cruise. 2 ships, 1 legendary party in the Bahamas, and you have to win your way in. Look for the Party Cruise team at bars and clubs all summer long. 2,000 winners from across the country will set sail for 4 days and 3 nights. Get more info at BudLightPartyCruise.com. It's time to put some motion in the ocean. No beer purchase necessary. Must be U.S. resident, 21 or older. Cruise 103108. Only $348 per 2 people. Void where prohibited. See Bud Light representative or bar club manager for details. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ai ai kane o he, I ka malu o nā ko o lau, e pāmai ana ka mākani, me ka ua kili hune, ho a pulu ana ia, I nā pua kale hua. Ai ai kane o he, I ka malu o nā ko o lau, e pāmai ana ka makani, me ka ua kili hune. Ho o puru ana ia, I nā pua ka lehua. Ho o heno I ka maka, no ka uru vehi vehi, e ike ana I ka nani, o ke kai hawana wana. Ai ai ka nani, o ka moku lili. Ho o heno I ka maka, no ka uru vehi vehi, ke ana I ka nani, o ke kai hawana wana. Ai, ai, ka nani, o ka moku lili. E ia ka puana, no ka nani o nā ko o lau, ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka, a me na pua ka lehua. Mahalo ia o kou, o ka ua kili hune. E ia ka puana, no ka nani o nā ko o lau, no ka ulu vehi vehi o ka uka, a me na pua ka lehua.
And welcome back to Nakai e Walu, Hawaii's first statewide FM radio news magazine. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and our very special guest, Clyde Namu'o from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. We've been talking about money, money into our communities and what people might think would be tough economic times ahead. We can turn it around, and we're talking about how to inject some of that money into especially our Native Hawaiian communities. What are some great ideas that have gotten a shot in the arm this way?
We were on Kauai last week for a board meeting, and the Waipa Foundation was there thanking the trustees because we have provided grant funding for a community kitchen out in Waipa. So that's very exciting. The other issue or the other program that I wanted to mention real quickly was OHA has recently acquired Makaveli Poi on Kauai. It is our first effort into a business, and we really would like to use it as an incubator for other similar ventures in the future. This is one of our limited liability nonprofit corporations that OHA has formed. Makaveli is right now breaking even. So, you know, as long as we can do that, I think we're in a good place. The good thing is that it is both cultural and economic. Of course, you know, kalo farming is something that we support strongly. And actually having a mill that will help the farmers to get their products processed is a very good thing. So we are anxiously waiting our first year of business and see how we go. I would urge people on Kauai to look for Makaveli poi in their supermarkets. We produce hundreds of pounds of poi. We also send a batch of poi to Niihau as well. So
exciting!
Yeah.
Do you think that in the future of OHA's plans, economic development plans, that perhaps if Makaveli Poi Company fares out well, that it could be a goal of the office to have own a poi factory on each island?
That would be, obviously we're not looking to compete with businesses that are already successful. Where there is an absence or a vacuum, that's the kind of venture that OHA would want to step into. Perhaps there are lo'i on Maui where it's difficult for the farmers to get their products processed. I think in those situations, we certainly would look more closely, and certainly the experience that we are gaining at Makaveli would be helpful.
And what comes to my mind also, Clyde, is with the acquisition of Makaveli Poi Company as the first business of OHA that relates even culturally.
Absolutely.
Because of the cultural background of our kalo and haloa. So congratulations
Thank
to the trustees.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the trustees.
And to you and the administration for that.
No, this was a Trustee Cataluna initiative that came to the board. And my initial reaction was we're going to run a poi factory. But, I think we all need to be creative in terms of how we approach these projects. And so far, so good. We're employing at least 12 people. And for the small community of Waimea,
that's a lot
of people.
Yes.
And had we not stepped in, the poi factory would probably have closed, which means the farmers would have to take their products a great distance to get it processed.
The whole community
and even the
benefits.
Community kitchens, because so many times at these fairs and different ho'olauleas, the Department of Health requires you to list your fully bona fide
approved kitchen.
So these community kitchens are certainly going to help the nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a great project.
I just hope they remember
resources.
The samples. Send them down to 7-Eleven Kapilani.
Nakama CNK ahead. Kapena is how we'll start out the set. We'll also be talking about land coming up. So we hope you're enjoying great Hawaiian music and discussion here on Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Funny faces as you try and walk to me. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Big brown eyes, candy smile and full front teeth. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. In your eyes, visualize so much peace. Wonder what you're thinking about when you look at me. Your belly talking and you're walking right at me. Mischief making baby girl, you are so sweet. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you.
Someone.
Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. Little angels coming down to put you to
sleep. Rest your little eyes, God bless you and your soul to keep. When you're sleeping, you must be dreaming a dream so sweet. Of little angels playing with you on a peppermint tree. Now everybody needs a certain someone in their lives, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their lives, and I've got you. Kalena Koo.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat off from her brow. Continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihole. Gather all her island fruits and pack them as she ends another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Whoa, she's my sweet lady of Waihole.
Bye. selling her papaya.
Nakai Evalu, with you every Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, here with Clyde Namu'o from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
So tell me, Clyde, during these lean times, I guess in the real estate market now, the cost of land is changing. So do the trustees have any plans to acquire additional property that can be used for commercial developments that would bring a return back to the office on a yearly basis?
Last year, the trustees adopted a real estate vision and mission. And so that policy, if you will, helps to guide any future land acquisition decisions that are made. Kahone, as you know, during the legislative session, the issue of settling the past due ceded lands payments was a very hot topic. And the trustees actually thought that settling this dispute for land was much more important than settling it for money. The amount that the state was willing to provide OHA was $200 million. Of the $200 million, $187 million in value was land. That included property on Hawaii Island, in Hilo, Banyan Drive. Those properties, they are all income-generating properties. Now, we are hopeful that the community and the legislature and the governor will be receptive to revisiting those issues. So when we talk about land acquisition, certainly those properties that were in consideration this year at the legislature, we hope that they will be in consideration again next year. The second parcel was Kaka'ako, which Alexander and Baldwin at one point was planning on developing. We hope that again, the legislature and the community is receptive to that. And the third property was in Kalailoa. I think the trustees are anxious to get into property where there is a real return on investment. And we have not actively gone out seeking property. From time to time, surprising as it may be to the listeners, we actually get offers of free property. I can't disclose what piece of property this is, but we have received an offer for OHA to actually assume title to a piece of property. One of the issues for us, though, you know, our trustees as fiduciaries need to be sure that any piece of property that it takes over has complete due diligence performed on it, so that, you know, if somebody were to walk on the property and there's a landslide, of course, OHA would be legally responsible and liable for that. One may say, well, you know, they're giving you the land for free. Why don't you just take it? It is not as simple as that. And hopefully the due diligence on this particular piece of property, which is on the island of Oahu, will be satisfactory, and we will make a recommendation at the appropriate time to the trustees to assume conveyance.
I know, Clyde, that I remember in one of our Kui Kapono community meetings on the island of Molokai, the question was asked, you know, why wasn't any land on Molokai offered as part of the settlement? And when you think about it, you know, Molokai has so much land available, Molokai Ranch now.
Something to think about, and we'll be back to deal with that after a little bit of music here. We're talking with Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and you're listening to Nakai Evalu, connecting all the islands on the Visionary Radio Network.
Cross California in the Kamalaine, a Kahikahia in the Alevae, a Papalele Hoki in the Alaluae, Esses who was all the eaten all the way, a
kapalele hoi ki ala lue he, esa supua soli te lolo he. E ike ikana ni o kapu e o kahi Ho I ho mai me kahi ki pawe Awe hau no kapale.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa, Kaho'one Panoke, and Clyde Namu'o, administrator from the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. And we're taking a moment now to zero in on one of the most challenging opportunities available in the state, on the island of Molokai. Kaho'one, you were saying.
I remember one meeting at Kuikapono community meeting that we held on the island of Molokai, and that several people who asked the question as to why there was no land discussed in the inventory that was being offered. And when you think about it, there's certainly a lot of land available on the mm-hmm. island of Molokai. And recently, people approached me about the possibility, if there was any discussion going on with the trustees about making an offer for Molokai Ranch.
You know, when we were working on the settlement, we were limited to state land. Yes, there is a lot of land on Molokai. A lot of it is held by the ranch. There weren't as many state parcels for us to consider, and that was one of the issues and one of the reasons why Molokai was not listed on the settlement. When we were on Molokai earlier this year, there was a long discussion about, you know, what next for the island and whether OHA would consider acquiring Molokai Ranch. I think the price is grossly inflated. I don't think the trustees would necessarily dismiss it. I personally would be way more interested in the Kaluakoi Hotel. I think it provides a great opportunity for economic development on Molokai. You know, personally, I would like nothing better than to see the Molokai Ranch give that property to the community. It could be a great culinary institute. It could also be a training academy for the hospitality industry. You know, we were just chatting and kind of brainstorming, but that's a great opportunity, I think, that is just ripe for the picking.
And what a perfect island to do that training. Oh. It's on the island of Molokai, where the people are so friendly. I mean, it's just a different kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I just think that would be a great opportunity. It would infuse economic development into the communities as well on the mm-hmm. island, which they certainly mm-hmm. need. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. I hope that the trustees and your administration will move forward with working with the ranch on the idea of Kaluakoi Hotel mm-hmm. being turned over to OHA.
I think what's really important is that we identify partners. You know, certainly there's Hawaiian money, but why should we use just our money? Federal government always has funds available for this kind of training opportunities. I honestly believe that Molokai Ranch should simply deed the property over either to OHA or to some organization on Molokai.
The entire property?
Yes. It's going to cost a significant amount of money to actually renovate that hotel since it's been vacant now for so many years. But I think it would be a wonderful opportunity for the people on Molokai. If I had the time, I'd devote myself to it, but
we'd all like to go.
Yeah.
The ranch, the entire ranch, though.
When you really stop and think about it, the entire ranch is really just the water system that we hear a lot about now, as well as the lodge. I mean, that is the ranch. There is no real farming or ranching that goes on there anymore. So you're really just acquiring land. I don't see personally any value in acquiring the lodge. It's way too small mm-hmm. of a hotel. It's a beautiful piece of property, mm-hmm. but I still would say the Kaluakoi has enough rooms to make it more economically viable.
The water system.
The fight right now is with Maui County to assume the water system. It is actually owned and operated by Molokai Ranch. They want to get out of that business quickly. You know, honestly, I see that as a leverage. We should persuade them, you know, in exchange for either Maui County or whomever to assume that responsibility, perhaps a Kaluakoi could be the negotiating chip that if the ranch were willing to donate that property to the community, perhaps we could persuade the mayor on Maui County and the council to assume the water system.
Fascinating discussion. You're not going to hear this anyplace else in the state. We're back with more music for you. We've got Keahi Vai coming up. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, our special guest today, Clyde Namu'o, Administrator for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Noe Tanikawa, here with Kaho'one Panoke. Thank you for being here with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I don't want to push, I don't want to beg, but I don't want to see you walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean? Wait just another day to see if you can love me that way. Oh, baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you. I don't know what friends can ever do, what lovers do, or if there's a line not to be crossed. I haven't had a crush in oh so long. Could this be wrong? You're in my mind and in my
away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you. Wishing for a hopeless dream, it may seem that you're just fine with what we've got. Ooh, could this be true, that I would fall so hard for you? I just gotta know if you could feel the same thing too. I don't wanna push, I don't wanna beg, but I don't wanna see you walk away. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love you. What can I do to make you see what a love like yours would mean?
I don't wanna wait just another day to see if you can love me that way.
Oh baby boy, just say you do love me like I love.
You're listening to Nakaya Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Let me tell you a little story of how our music came to be. It took 2 miles, 2 ukuleles, and a few good harmonies. Something else helped inspire us to play the way we play. The musicians that came before us at home in Hawaii, May, a jam of feel good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel good island music, skank until the song is done. Feel good island music, flowing through my veins. Island music takes away all my pain. It takes away all my pain. C and K and Kalapana started the Feel Good Island Strong. Good Island so don't strong. Put the hurt on me, baby. Good times together are yet to come. I'll be the moon's king, fire music. Made you feel nice and warm. And we thank him for a feel-good sound that took the islands by a tropical storm. Feel-good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel-good island music, skank it till the song is done. Feel-good island music, flowing through my veins. Feel-good island music, takes away all my pain. Takes away all my day.
I'm feeling good about myself, cause I'm a busy, breathing vibe. Ain't nothing else, and you can catch us at the club. To myself, I'll share, cause I'm a new one in the rush. We by myself,
I got
life of the party. Just have to jump on a reggae train.
Jump on the reggae
and if
train.
You ever get to see these guys play live, your life will never be the same. A brother East has got the feeling that your vibes bring the Irish healing. So in this life you must have a nice day. Feel good music is a hit to stay. Feel good island music, sitting under the sun. Feel good island music, skank until the song is done. Feel good island music, flowing through my veins. Feel good island music, takes away all my pain.
All right, we're back in the studio here with Nakai Evalu, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa Kaho'one Panoke, and we're so lucky to have with us Nalani Choi from
Naleo Pili Mehana. Yes, it's so exciting to have Nalani here today. Welcome, Nalani, to Nakai Evalu.
Oh, mahalo. It's my pleasure to be here with you folks.
You know, I really think that this new CD that Naleo has put out is really, I think, the beginning of something wonderful that's going to happen for all of you. The fact that I think hula has become an important part of recording is very nice to see. And as a kumu hula, we continually look for music that is played for the dancer. Because so often the music is played for the music, for the musicians.
Yeah, I really hope it is, because we've been known for doing contemporary things, even very contemporary things, throughout our musical career. But when we were recording this album, I remember Lehua wrote me an email one morning, said, oh, what time are we going to studio? What do I need to bring? And then she said, by the way, I loved it yesterday. I'm falling in love with Hawaiian music all over again. You know, and that's just a wonderful experience for us. This is our 25th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
As Naleo.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what's in store for Naleo for its 25th anniversary?
Oh, so many things. I mean, we've been traveling and doing tours, but this is really just the beginning of our anniversary. We're trying to think of the calendar year, and the calendar year wasn't quite right for us because really our anniversary started as seniors at Kamehameha School.
Yes.
We started together as juniors, but we weren't Naleo Pili Mehana. We were just Lehua, Nalani, and Angie. You know, we'd get
right
up and play. But we started performing for the hula dancers. And we were the combo that backed up the hula dancers for the Concert Glee Club.
Right.
So our senior year is when we really started doing that.
And Naleo was launched.
And Holo'ua Stender named us and gave us our name, Naleo Pili Mehana. And we really just did traditional hula music for the first year. That's what we did. And so now 25 years later, we get to go back
Sickling
and fall
back
in love with hula music all over again.
Oh, do I hear that perhaps there's a concert in the making, a 25th reunion concert?
I would love to do that. Yes, maybe we'll do something next year.
Okay.
With hula.
With hula.
Lots of hula.
Project so lovingly done. The artwork, the album notes, just absolutely beautiful, Nalani. Nalani Choi with us here from Naleo Pili Mehana. We've been talking about their new CD, E Hula Mai Kako. And as you two were talking about the cell phone, each of you used a hand motion in a different way. So now, Kaho'one, for your halau, you have to think of a hula for this
yes
one. Okay, let's hear it off of the new CD, E Huli Ho'i Mai. Naleo Pili Mehana, on Nakai Evalu, on the Visionary Radio Network. Ooh.
Kaku'u.